Message number 421. Virgin Mary, I weep tears of sadness for priests within the Catholic Church who suffer terribly at this time. Thursday, May 10, 2012 at 03:45 p.m. My child, my son Jesus Christ prepares now to save as many of God's children as possible before the warning. For after the warning, not much time will remain before the glorious return of my son. I weep tears of sadness for priests within the Catholic Church who suffer terribly at this time. These pure, lost and wandering servants are caught in the middle of disruption from which they cannot untangle. Because of the sins of others, they suffer the torment of seeing allegiance to my beloved son being thrown to one side. Those wicked divisions caused by Masonic groups are deliberate. The sins of those guilty of offenses inflicted on innocent souls are being used as an excuse to change laws governing the Church. Many are being misled out of a false sense of loyalty to God's children. How I suffer when I see the walls of the Catholic Church being taken apart brick by brick to make way for a new church. The new church which will emerge soon will not be acceptable to my son. Instead, it will abolish the presence of the Holy Eucharist, and my son will suffer the pain of his crucifixion once again. The sacrifice he made to present the world with this gift will be ignored and rejected soon. Instead, the new church will not tell God's children that the Eucharist is the true presence of Jesus my son. They will create a new interpretation of the Holy Eucharist and will fail to call down the presence of my son. The food of life will die. God's children will not be nourished with the real body and blood of my son. Their souls will become bare and empty of the presence of my son and the graces he bestows on those who receive him. There is a duty on the part of priests to defend the Holy Eucharist. They must be strong and never dilute this precious and holy gift. My son loves the Catholic Church and knows how it suffers right now. He feels its pain. My Immaculate Heart is torn in two in pain to witness this sacred temple being deliberately destroyed. Pray to the Father in the name of his beloved Son to show mercy on those within the Holy See who want to divide the Church and scatter God's children into an abyss of desolation. Please recite this crusade prayer, 53, to pray for the Catholic Church. Crusade prayer, 53, prayer for the Catholic Church. O God the Father, in the name of your beloved Son, I beg you to give strength and the graces needed to help priests withstand the persecution they endure. Help them to adhere to the truth of the teachings of your Son Jesus Christ, and to never waver weak nor submit to untruths about the existence of the Holy Eucharist. Amen. Your loving Mother, Queen of the Earth, Mother of Salvation.